September. Pastor Clone is here again to minister to us. If you keep track of new things that the church is doing, drama is a big important part of that. And so I just wanted to we're going to practice a little bit of drama today. So, Pastor Clone. Oh, Pastor Clone, you pick it up, but he's doing a marriage counseling session here, so pay close attention.
Thanks, Ed. Welcome. Good morning, Jessica and Jim. As we begin our marriage counseling session this morning, here's a list of 6 relationship skills and knowledge areas that research has shown to contribute to the success and endurance of marriage, which we will be covering today. Excuse me while I take this. Hello? Yes? Yes? No? I'm sorry, but I'm in a counseling session. I will have to call you back. Yes. Okay, I love you. Bye. Sorry, excuse me. As I was saying, these 6 skills are compatibility, expectations, personality and family of origins, communications, conflict resolution, and long-term goals. A very, very strong and important part of marriage is to realize that it should always be thought exactly the same as a good football game. This is long considered the last pure form of America's most popular sport.
Sorry to interrupt, Pastor, but the ladies' room is all out of paper towels, and there's all this water on the floor in there, and one of the latches is still missing from the door. Oh, and by the way, do you know where the Sam's Club card is?
Thank you, Peggy. I'll have Ed look into that when I'm done with my session here. Excuse me, where was I? Oh, yes, okay. Let's look at number 1, compatibility. Do you remember the compatibility test I had you both take?
Yeah.
Okay, I've gotten that back here. Let's take a look here. Let's see. Yeah, okay. Let's forget about that for now. You are both very loving and caring people, and should consider yourselves as opposing teams. This is very healthy. Whenever possible, wear football jerseys.
No, I want to hear you.
Feel free to have your names embroidered on these. Always wear opposite colors. It's really fun. And remember, after all, the road to the Super Bowl always goes through Minnesota.
Hi, Pastor. Hi. Oh, you know who has keys to the closet in here? I got a DVD missing again. I have no idea where it went. You
anywhere at that? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'll have Kevin look into that as soon as I'm done with my counseling session. Thank you. All right. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yes. Number 2. Remember expectations. Remember, first establish your running game. You don't want to stop the big play. Don't end up being clotheslined. Often, expectation is simply a timing pattern. Make sure that your passes are right on the money and always leave the field under your own power.
Pastor, but there's somebody here for POP.
Okay, I'll call Donna as soon as I'm done with my counseling session. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. As I was saying, number 3, personality and families of origin. All families have various teen traditions, which you will both learn to enjoy. Some of these traditions may seem strange at first, but that's what makes them a tradition. Wearing gloves on your feet for the first time during a family birthday dinner may feel awkward at first. But remember, it's your loved one's family tradition, and you don't want to break these traditions. Never say no to these learning opportunities.
Excuse me, Pastor. I just know your business, but two things. We've got rope in the church this weekend again. I might have to borrow your trash can for somebody to fill our pockets. Do you have any idea what happened to this for the air conditioners? They're missing again.
I'll talk to Dwayne Kevin as soon as I'm done with my counseling session.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Let's go on to our next point, which is communication. Let's see. Okay. Excuse me while I take this. Hello? Yes? Yes? No? No. I'm in a counseling session. Your mom has that recipe. Can you please call her? All right. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye. All right. Where was I? Oh, yes. Communication. Don't let there be a quarterback controversy on this team.
But, Pastor, I don't even like football.
And we'll come back to that. Okay. Open up those passing lanes. Use pinpoint passes. Work toward fourth down territory. You don't want to be looking at third down and forever.
Oh, I'm not interrupting anything here, am I? Say, Pastor, the neighbors have been using our dumpster again, and you wouldn't believe it. There's a Volkswagen in there. So, anyway, I cut my hand trying to get that out.
Okay. Are we going to amputate as soon as I'm done with my session?
Amputate? Well, I'll sure be tell Peggy what you said there. Oh, by the way, hi, guys. Carry on. Bye-bye.
Jim and Jessica, I'm really sorry for these interruptions. Let's get back to the session. Okay. We are on number 5, which is conflict resolution. Neither of you should dominate the line of scrimmage. Never bully your way just for extra yardage. If conflict arises, quickly throw a flag down. This is a universal sign of someone holding in emotions. Remember, this is a game of field position. Shoestring tackles are not recommended here.
Spencer, I think we'll just punt on this one.
And I agree.
Pastor, that copy machine. Again. In fact, I smell smoke.
Thank you, George. Well, I'll look into that as soon as I'm done with my counseling session. Okay. And on to our last point, number 6, which is long-term goals. Oh, excuse me. Pastor here. I'm sorry, but I'm at the 10-yard line. Can I call you back as soon as the game's over? All right, thank you. Bye. All right, as I was saying, long-term goals. Always take care of the football. You know, the marriage. Make plays on both sides of the ball. Most of all, remember, stick to the game plan. When the defense is showing blitz, keep the drive alive. And now let's close the session in prayer. But before doing so, can anyone repeat to me the meaning of love?
No feet of another.
It's been love and appreciation for you.
Thank you, Kath. Thank you.